In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups, the police who investigate crime and the district attorneys who prosecute the offenders. These are their stories.
All right, I don't care what anyone says about this, but the fact of the matter here is that Vegeta is stronger than Goku for some part of Dragon Ball Z. I mean, sure, Goku is the main character, but he is surpassed for more than 25% of the series. He is surpassed throughout the entire Saiyan saga by Vegeta, and throughout all the Namek saga, and then he takes over. The first two sagas Vegeta is stronger. He only lost because Krillin and Gohan interfered because Goku was such a wuss. Second of all, Goku didn't officially get stronger until sometime on the gravity train and it got away to Namek. Next, Majin Vegeta owned Goku, end of story. It doesn't matter how he did it because the fact of the matter is not all about strength, it's about using your head, and if you know how to do that and use your strength, you are led to victory no matter how cheap or how unfair. The thing with Goku in the Saiyan Saga was not using it his head, it was a 3 versus 1 and that was seriously stupid, but Vegeta still managed to rape all of them while getting raped himself. Imagine Vegeta didn't get his little minions or sons and friends to help him defeat Goku, he did it using his own head, and he came out on top, just because Goku is such an ass cake.